Good afternoon. You're listening to Valley Public Radio. The Fresno Philharmonic continues its series of Masterworks concerts this weekend at Fresno's William Saroyan Theater in a concert billed as Russian Romantics. The orchestra will perform Borodin's Overture to Prince Igor as well as Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5. And the orchestra will also be joined by a very special guest artist, the versatile Venezuelan pianist Gabriela Martinez, who will play Rachmaninoff's enduring and popular Piano Concerto No. 2. And we are joined right now on the telephone by Ms. Martinez. Gabriela, welcome to Valley Public Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here, and thanks for having me be a part of the program. I'm very excited to be in Fresno and to be able to be a part of a concert this weekend. I'm really excited to collaborate with the orchestra and with Ted on such a fantastic program.
How did you meet Ted? I know he's spending a lot of time in Venezuela these days. Did you meet there or in the U.S.?
That's a wonderful question. I actually met Ted only a few weeks ago in Reno. He conducts the chamber orchestra, and I played there with him. But we had never crossed paths in Venezuela, which is very funny because the music world there is very small. My family has been to his concerts, and I've heard of him, but we never had the chance to meet in person. And he's really fantastic, and I'm really excited to be able to work with him here.
Tell us a little more about your background as an artist. There are so many talented musicians, young musicians who have come out of Venezuela recently. And how did you get started in music, and what really propelled your career forward as an artist?
Sure. As you know, I was born in Venezuela, and I actually began my musical studies there. I studied piano with my mom, Alicia Gagioni, in Caracas. And when I was 11, my family decided it's time for Gabby to study with someone else. Let's find another teacher. And actually, my whole family moved to the States so that I could study at the Juilliard Pre-College when I was 11. So they all packed their bags, moved to the Northeast, and have been supporting me with music, since I was a baby. And it's a bit of a funny story because I am actually the fifth generation female pianist on my mom's side. So I always like to joke that music has always been in my blood. I'm the fifth generation. I grew up in a musical household, always surrounded by music. And it's been a wonderful experience to have music be such a big part of my life.
What was that transition like both for you and for your family overall in moving from Venezuela to the U.S. to support you in your dream of a musical career?
Well, looking back on it, I am just every day, I'm so grateful and so blessed that my family just up and packed and moved for me. And they're so supportive. I have two younger brothers. They also came, everyone moved. And I never felt a sense of pressure or expectation or anything. It was just, we're moving to the States. You will study with this teacher and let's have fun in New Jersey. And now looking back, it's such an incredible experience. Back then, all I kept thinking, well, first of all, I moved to the States. I was 11. I did not speak English. I started in the middle of eighth grade. So I just kept thinking, what is happening? I had to leave my school halfway through the grade, had to learn how to speak English on the go. And in addition to that, we moved to New Jersey in 1996, January of 1996, which I guess was some record blizzard month or something like that. So imagine this Venezuelan 11-year-old coming from a country where the weather is 70 degrees all year long to this new place where it is always snowing. It was a little bit confusing, but I thought it was super fun. Maybe it was because school got canceled a lot because it would snow so much. But, it's when you're 11, you adapt to anything. And I picked up the language because I had to. I was going to a regular school and making friends at the pre-college at Juilliard. So for me, it felt very organic. My family was there with me. I just made new friends, and that was where we were living. So I was having fun. It was a great, great experience.
Your career has really taken off in the last few years and have had the honor of being in a number of very prestigious competitions, the Rubinstein competition in Dresden and, of course, the Van Cliburn competition. Tell us about those and maybe what were some of the highlights for you in participating in those prestigious events?
Sure. For me, competitions have – I've only entered a very small amount of competitions because it's the type of thing where for me there have been challenges to learn new repertoire. It's funny because I entered the Cliburn kind of on a dare from my teacher at the time, Beta Kaplinsky at Juilliard. She said, you know, I think you should really try out for this competition. And I knew the name, I knew the history behind it, but I said, okay, well, when is the application due? She said, well, it's actually due next week. I was like, oh, okay, sure, let's try this. And then, you know, I started reading the requirements and found out that, you know, you had to play, I'm not sure if it's the same now, but you had to play 3 solo recitals, a chamber work, a piano quintet, and 2 concertos. And I said, you know, that seems kind of hard. I like it. I will do it. So I've always been a bit of a person who enjoys a challenge and working towards a specific goal. So for me, they were pretty fun because I got to learn a lot of repertoire that, you know, normally it wouldn't have been programmed during my concert season. So for me, it was a great experience to be able to learn all these new repertoire and visit new cities and be able to meet different people. When you're in competitions, often you get to stay with host families and really get to know the community. And that's something that I really love, being able to, and not only for competitions, but also for concerts, to be able to get to know the local communities and really communicate and engage with them. So for me, being a part of those 2 competitions was also great because I got to spend, you know, a lot of time in Dresden and meet a lot of really wonderful people when I was there. And also in Fort Worth, I've made really great friends from my time there that I really cherish. So it was a fun experience, if that makes any sense, in the setting of a competition.
Yes, indeed. If you just joined us on Valley Public Radio today, we're talking with Venezuelan pianist Gabriela Martinez, who will be performing with the Fresno Philharmonic this weekend in concert at the William Saroyan Theater. She'll be performing Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2. And Gabriela, I'd be interested to hear your thoughts. What is the first thing that comes to mind when you think of that particular piece, Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto No. 2?
You know, the Rachmaninoff 2nd Piano Concerto, to me, it's the quintessential romantic piano piece. It's one of those works that I can guarantee most people have heard a part of, even if it wasn't conscious, but it's so popular. I mean, the 2nd movement has been used so many times in so many different movies over time. And it's one of those pieces that truly don't require any sort of background information or any type of information at all. It's one of the pieces that you can just go and listen to it, and I guarantee everyone enjoys it on a different level. And it's really, truly one of his greater works, and I am so excited to be able to play it this weekend with a fabulous orchestra and Ted, and just really excited to be able to make music and enjoy Rachmaninoff's masterwork.
With a piece that familiar, does it make it more challenging or less so when it's so well known and it's probably something that you perform quite a bit? Is that a bigger challenge for the artist or does it make your job easier?
Well, you know, every performance has its challenges in different ways. But I think for this one, the way I like to approach it is just, you know, you walk out there and my motto is, this is beautiful music. Let's just have fun and enjoy every single moment of it. So I like to think of it in those terms. You know, he wrote such a great piece. Let's make the best of it and really enjoy every second because every second is so special.
As a traveling solo artist, whether playing with an orchestra or in a chamber music setting, you keep a very busy schedule. What are some of the highlights of your recent schedule that you're really excited of, besides the performance here in Fresno? I know you've got a lot of other concerts and things on your schedule. What are some of the other highlights?
Oh my gosh, that is such a difficult question because I am so honored and excited to play music for a living, but for me, every concert is truly special. Some of my recent favorites in the past years have been, I had the honor of playing with the Chicago Symphony at Ravinia, and that was such a treat to play a Mozart concerto there. And I recently also played at the Palace in Versailles, which was a completely surreal experience because the whole place was shut down for this private concert, and I got to play at the inauguration of the chapel. And to me, I just kept thinking, what is happening? Someone pinched me. This is amazing to be able to have the whole place, you know, to myself and to the audience members. It was wonderful. And, you know, similarly in the States, I've also played in really fun places. Recently, I was just in Reno. I was in Greenville a few months ago. And I also had a really fun tour of Utah and Wyoming. I had never been and North Dakota. If it wasn't for music, you know, I don't know if I would have visited those places, and it was really a really wonderful experience to go. So it's, you know, music takes me to all sorts of places, and I love it to be able to meet different people, travel to different cities. It's really fun.
As you mentioned earlier, you've had a desire to be a performing artist for a very long time, going back to very early years. When you look back on it now, when you were a young child, you know, studying piano in Venezuela and then coming to America, and you knew you wanted to pursue this career, did you have any idea of what your life would eventually be like? And is it dramatically different than you had expected? Talk about that, if you can.
Yeah, sure. This is a tricky topic because I can't remember a time where I didn't want to be a pianist. I have always been surrounded by music, and from a very early age, I knew this is what I wanted. So I've never, you know, had second thoughts about this path or considered anything else. In fact, from stories that my mom tells me, you know, when I was five, I would sneak into the piano room and start playing whatever her last student had been playing. And, you know, she would just say, "What? You're five. Why are you here? Like, you could start later on." And I really wanted to study piano, and I eventually talked her into it, thank goodness. But it's something that I have wanted to do for so long that I really enjoy it and love it. As for the particulars of, you know, the lifestyle of being a concert pianist, I mean, I can't say enough how much I enjoy it. I actually, in addition to playing concerts and traveling for that, I also have a full studio of students in New York. I have 23 students, and they're all ages 5 through 10. And it's something completely different from concert playing, but it's something that is equally important to me. I think it's such an important thing to be able to share music from a very early age, and not in a sense of, you know, training pianists to practice Czerny or Scales or Hannon when they're five, but more so to have them enjoy music and appreciate music. So I teach, you know, very dynamic, active lessons about learning about composers and doing ear training and playing games and theory. So for me, it's, you were asking about scheduling, and all I was thinking was, well, you know, with organization, it can be done. I play concerts on the weekends. I teach a full studio during the week and absolutely love it.
Before we go, I have to ask you, I know you perform with the Simon Bolivar Youth Orchestra in Venezuela, and I have to ask you about what it's like performing with that ensemble and, of course, Maestro Dudamel. What is he like off the stage?
You know, Gustavo is an amazing human being. He is so, as a person, he is so nice and so charming and generous and just a really, really nice, funny person. And as a musician, he's truly a genius. He has a set of ears that can hear anything. It's really amazing. I played Rachmaninoff III with him and the Bolivars. And, you know, we would be in rehearsal, and it was the first time I played the piece, and it was really interesting to me. It's always interesting to meet rehearsals, to hear the orchestra and how they work things and how that affects me. And, you know, we would have moments where he would stop. Something was sounding off, and he would stop the orchestra, and he would say something like, "Third horn, you're a little bit flat." And I would think, "Oh, okay." And then we'd play the passage again, and it's perfect. And I would just think, oh, my goodness, how amazing that he's able to hear such small details while still having such a wonderful broad sense of the music. And, you know, he has so much energy and enthusiasm for music that it's really inspiring to be able to work with him. And similarly with the orchestra, I've grown up playing with them since I started playing my first concerto when I was 7, and I've essentially grown up with them musically. Just to be able to play with them all the time is really a treat. They're really a unique ensemble, and the energy that they have and the passion for music is really unparalleled. I'm, you know, so honored to be able to play with them and continue to collaborate with them.
We've been talking with Venezuelan pianist Gabriela Martinez, who will be in Fresno this weekend to perform with the Fresno Philharmonic in a concert billed as Russian Romantics. The orchestra will perform Borodin's Overture to Prince Igor, as well as Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5, and Gabriela will join the orchestra for Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2, one of the all-time favorites of listeners and so many others out there. So we'd like to thank you, Gabriela, for joining us on the phone today, and welcome you to Fresno this weekend.
Thank you so much for having me. It has been a pleasure. Thanks so much.
You're listening to Valley Public Radio.